South Oxfordshire District Council update, written by our two district councillors, Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. New councils for Oxfordshire. You will no doubt have already heard by now that the government has announced its plans for local government reorganisation in Oxfordshire and West Berkshire. To some surprise, they have opted for the three unitary authorities, UA, model which was proposed by Oxford City Council, rather than the two UA model put forward by SODC and Vale of White Horse, or the one Oxfordshire approach favoured by the County Council. What does this mean? It means that residents of Benton will move into a new unitary authority called Ridgeway on the 1st of April 2028. No joke, along with those living in towns and villages across southern Oxfordshire and West Berkshire. However, the new Greater Oxford UA will stretch down as far as Walbrough and Shillingford, so our neighbours across the fields will be administered by a different council. Greater Oxford essentially absorbs what is currently Oxford's Green Belt and has been chosen to focus on economic growth and house building to support the homes which Oxford wants to build, but which it cannot fit into the city's current boundaries. In May 2027, all registered voters will be asked to elect their representatives to the new authorities. But until the 1st of April 2028, the existing elected councillors, Sue Cooper, Andrea Powell and Gavin McLaughlin, will continue to oversee day-to-day services, while the new council sets itself up for business with a new strategic plan and a budget. We still don't know, at time of writing, how many councillors will represent Benton and Cromarsh, but it will be either one or two, as opposed to the three we have today. Apparently, this will be a more efficient arrangement, but we are all concerned about the workload expected of local councillors and the reduction in representation and the impact on local democracy. There are still many unanswered questions which we'll endeavour to resolve over the coming weeks, and we will keep you posted through the pages of the Benton Bulletin and Facebook. The Benton Relief Road update. We are regularly asked when the new relief road will be opening. If only we knew. Progress with the road has been slow and made more complicated by the change in ownership of the Regency Gardens development, now being built by Bewley Homes. The unexpected drainage problems experienced on this site, which necessitated the acquisition of land and the construction of additional mitigation facilities, and the fact that the local planning authority cannot set an end date for the delivery of the road. The final piece in the jigsaw between the Carlett Estate and Chilton Grange, which runs through Regency Gardens, is still being used by construction vehicles and cannot be opened up and adopted as a highway until this site is completed. However, rest assured that the road will open one day. It is ready on either side of the middle bit, and the village should see significant traffic easing once that is done. Olivia Holmes outline planning application. Villagers will be well aware that another speculative planning application has been submitted by Olivia Homes to build up to 170 new homes on the site behind Blacklands Road and between Watlington Road and Brook Street. This site is unallocated in the Benton Neighbourhood Plan and would add traffic to the road, which will only just have been made quieter by the opening of the Benton Relief Road. Your county, district and parish councillors are all resisting this application and are grateful to all those who submitted their comments to the SOD planning website. Land charges system online again. We know that some people have been inconvenienced, some quite significantly, by the delay to the upgrade of the land charges system at SODC. This was due to the project being substantially more complex than originally anticipated. It is now back online and the council has brought in extra resources to clear the backlog, and we can only apologise to anyone who experienced delays with house moves as a result. This project is one part of a huge programme to upgrade the technology platforms used by the council, following the cancellation of the outsourcing contract with Capita, which was set up many years ago by a previous administration.